There's a very, very uplifting, beautiful word from the Sotem at the beginning of the Parsha, that the Torah, when it talks about the bracha and the klala, it says, Esa bracha, shetishmu, that you will listen. It continues with the language of that. It sounds like it's something which is definitely going to happen. And the bracha will be just automatic along those lines. If you do not, so the parallel construction would have been or should have been esa bracha im tishmu, and the klala im lo yisishmu. If you listen, you'll get the bracha. If you don't listen, you'll get the klala. The Torah uses the lashon of asher tishmu, that you will listen. So why is that? So he says we know the Kodesh Baruch Hu is mitzarif makshava tova lemaisa. And it's not mitzarif makshava ra'a l'maisa. So makshava taiva, even the makshava alone, the person gets the reward already. By makshava ra'a, then it's only if he actually does it. So the klala is im lo yisishmu, if you actually do not listen, im is the lashon of if it happens. If and when it happens, the klala will come. But till that point in time, the klala will not be there because the Rashi was not mitzar machshava ra'a l'maisa. The bracha, even without the person doing it, just the machshava taiva is mitzurif l'maisa, and here the person is will get the reward and get the bracha automatically, even before taking, actually having done the maisa. He says, "Well, why is that? Why is it that the person is mitzarif machshava taiva l'maisa and not machshava ra'a l'maisa? Why is that?" So he says, because the Rosh Hashanah made the nature of the Yiddish and Hashama that it's toiv. That that's what it wants to do is the right thing. Therefore, when somebody does something wrong, it's a mikra. It's something that doesn't really belong there, something that doesn't fit into the neshama, it's something which is out of place. So it's only true if it actually happens. If a person actually did ra, so that reality, that only then does it become a part of the reality, because it's not really something which is correct and true to form of the person. Whereas taiva, that's the person. That is the actual nature of the person. That's the way he is. And therefore, the plan to do it, that is part of the reality of the person. It makes sense that therefore, that that's the nature of the person, that's the reality of the person. So it makes sense that the desire to do something is representative of what the person is. So it deserves to have a response, a reward from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. This is the thought that the Sfasema says. As we're going into Chodesh Elul, and you know, a lot of times we focus on how much we haven't done and how much we wish we had done and how much we're not where we want to be. And that's, Rosh Hashanah is about correcting and about thinking about, etc. It's a very important thing to remember that that itself is a tremendous statement of yearning, the statement of what we really want. That's the machshava taiva, which even if I can't turn into lemaisa because I'm not ready to be, I'm not there yet. But if a person is nenas and he doesn't accomplish it, he gets a scar as if he did it. So that oinus sometimes is not from the outside, it's from the inside. I have limitations, I have frustration, I have difficulties. I'm reaching beyond where I want to be. But that is an expression of the true reality and the true desire of the person to start with. And from that point, moving onwards, a person has to understand that Bez Hashem, at some point in his life, because that is really an expression of the real reality of who he is, it eventually will happen. Have a good Shabbos.